morning. It's time for Free for All. Your telephone discussion program with your host, Pat Meenan.
This is a perennial thing, Pat. There's virtually no way that any enforcement personnel could correct this. It has to be done by the park user himself.
Like to teach the world to sing, and that says an awfully lot, to live in perfect harmony. Is that what today's music, do you think a lot of it is saying that? Join hands in harmony?
Definitely.
Sharing, let's get together. As I said earlier, I think the themes of so much of this music, communication, freedom, love, happiness, they're the life's themes. And the questions they raise aim at discovering self-identity, personal fulfillment, genuine concern for our neighbor. And this is a Christian task. And thus I think that the teenager is now beginning to see Christ as human. Christ hungry, thirsty, in need, and alive in every person. Christ as his friend, Christ as his brother, possibly Christ as his big brother.
Why aren't there more lawyers that are willing to take the defense?
There are not more lawyers willing because it is economically unsound for them to do so. Why should they get involved in the defense of wife-beating cases or marijuana charges or murder cases and things of that nature when it is going to critically hurt them financially to do so? There is not a lawyer in his right mind who is coming out of law school today who would seek a spot in the area of defense work in the criminal law structure.
But whose fault is that, Jim?
I think it's the public's fault. I think it's, to a large degree, the establishment's fault, because as soon as a person attempts to defend the law according to the law, you start getting phone calls and newspaper articles that say you're trying to acquit somebody that we don't think should be acquitted.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. I would like to know about how long does it take for a person to get their return back?
The refund?
Yes, the refund.
It would take approximately 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks.
Yes. If you haven't heard within 8 weeks, I would suggest that you give a ring on this cellphone number, ask them or give them certain particulars, and we can follow up on it.
Stop sign, just about in there. And he chased them from to Red Butte Village. That was new there, and my children bought their home there, and it was right next to the highway, and he finally shot at their tires, and the bullet ricocheted off the highway, went through my children's master bedroom, and in the other wall across the baby's crib.
Mm-hmm.
And so my son was acquainted with several of the policemen and everything. Of course, this policeman was so frightened, you know, when he saw what happened. And he said, well, I'll not do that anymore when I'm off duty.
Open discussion on Free for All. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'd like to uphold the, or speak in the defense of the Casper Fire, or Police Department.
Okay.
Because, I feel that there's no sense. I'm a young fellow. I'm only 28 years old, and there's no sense of a high-speed chase, even for running a stop sign, as far as I'm concerned, because I've only been picked up once for illegal mufflers, so there's no sense of being a lawbreaker even running a stop sign. If you run a stop sign and you're stopped by a patrolman, pull over and stop. There's no sense of a high-speed chase. So I think the book should be thrown at those kids, really.
Well, of course, the question is one of judgment, I guess, for the police department, whether they should engage in a high-speed chase that might endanger the lives of innocent people.
Well, just for instance, just like that Mills cop where those kids were killed, What did you expect him to do? Just pull over or stop him? And well, when they won't stop, and just leave him alone?
Ahead.
Good morning. I'm a former policeman, and I'd like to make a small comment about what's going on this morning.
Good.
An officer, when he instigates a chase, is to a certain extent obliged, literally, to the death, I mean, to finish it. It's the same way with such as a prison break, let's say, where, you know, they take hostages and say, let us out, or we'll kill the hostages. If you'll notice, they've never, ever gotten away with it, because if they ever did, there wouldn't be a prison in the country that was safe.
And that's why in the 12 years that I've been in the Senate, that I have supported two Republican presidents and two Democratic presidents, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, and Richard Nixon, on their foreign policies in that part of the world. I happen to think that they have come closer to the mark in the national interest than the partisan approach advocated by spokesmen in both political parties from time to time.
One last question before we take calls. If reelected, which committees and committee heads would you be in line for?
Just like to suggest to you that this Vietnam invasion thing is laughable. The closest estimates are 2 years or more before we will be able to Vietnamize this. And I watched a program last night on Cambodia, and there's real question in my mind that we haven't left Cambodia in worse shape than it was in before we went into this country. And also, I can't understand why you voted against the Cooper Church Amendment. As a historian, you should recognize your Constitution and put more faith in it than you have.
Yes, that's a very good point, and that's precisely why I voted against the Cooper Church Amendment.
I should well be prepared to admit it.
To effectively combat the problem, wouldn't such visits have to apply to both married and unmarried inmates?
Well, now you're getting into problems that I really couldn't answer. Pat, I would say, if we're going to start it, we can't condone unmarried inmates because we wouldn't condone it outside. So I would say it would have to be limited to the married individuals.
Our guest this morning, Leonard Meacham, warden of the Wyoming State Penitentiary. Our phone lines are open. The number is 234-4545 if you have any questions. We'll be back with our first phone call after this.
Hello, go ahead.
Good morning, Warden.
Yes.
It's Oki.
Oh, yeah, how are you doing?
All fine. Just thought I'd call you and tell you I'm doing fine. Been working now for a solid year.
Great, great. I told you the outside was way better than inside, didn't I?
Oh, sure.
It sure is, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I want to thank you for everything you did for me while I was there.
That's right. You did it for yourself, remember?
Yeah.